Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Singer Marvin Gaye was unquestionably one of R&B's biggest stars. But very early in his career, Gaye embraced the music of the Great American Songbook and held on to those songs throughout his entire varied career. This hour, we'll hear Marvin Gaye's interpretations of jazz standards by Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, and more, stretching from his very first album in 1961 all the way through his final posthumous album. It's The Standards by Marvin Gaye, coming up next on Afterglow.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours. The evening shadows bring. Oh, what lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Shadows bring what lonely hours with all those memories a lingering just like.
Marvin Gaye, in 1964, from his third studio album for Motown Records, titled When I'm Alone, I Cry. That was When Your Lover Has Gone by Einar Aaron Swan, a song also performed by Billie Holiday, Ray Charles, and Frank Sinatra on the album In the Wee Small Hours. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at jazz standards, as performed by soul singer Marvin Gaye. You might call Marvin Gaye a reluctant R&B star. He was born in 1939 in Washington, D.C., the son of a very strict minister, and he developed a love for singing at a very early age. When he was old enough to leave the house, he got involved in doo-wop, finding himself under the wing of Harvey Fuqua. Fuqua was one of the founding members of the doo-wop group The Moonglows, who had a hit in 1954 with Sincerely. Gaye briefly sang with Fuqua's New Moonglows in the late 1950s, and by 1960, he followed Fuqua to Detroit. It was in Detroit where he met Berry Gordy, his future brother-in-law and the founder of the newly formed Motown Records. Gordy was impressed by Gaye's singing and signed him up to Motown's subsidiary label, Tamla. Instead of recording R&B like the rest of the Motown lineup, Gaye insisted on performing jazz, in the style of his idol, Nat King Cole. Gordy didn't seem too keen on the experiment. In his first session, Gaye recorded one song by Berry Gordy, another by Harvey Fuqua, and 10 other jazz standards, including My Funny Valentine, How High the Moon, and Love for Sale. Gaye was his own accompanist on a very out-of-tune piano, with an unidentified rhythm section behind him, woefully inept at backing a jazz vocalist. The album was called The Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye, masquerading its jazz contents, and it was a tremendous flop. Its only single was Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide, the one song that Gordy wrote. However, even in these early recordings, the beauty in Gaye's tenor voice is evident, so it's no wonder Gordy wanted to keep him in the Motown family, despite their creative differences. I'll play two songs from this early record now, beginning with the Irving Berlin standard, Always, on Afterglow.
Be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, oh, I will understand. Always, always, things may not be fair. Always, but that when I'll be there, always, not just for an hour, not just for a day, not just for a year, but always. Thank you. always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, don't you know I'll understand? Always things may not be fair, always, but that's when I'll be there. Always. No, not just for an hour. No, not just for a day. No, not just for a year, my baby, but always. Living for you is easy living, it's easy to live. When you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you.
From the 1961 Motown record, The Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye, that was Marvin Gaye performing the Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger standard, Easy Living, and the Irving Berlin standard, Always. After this very unsuccessful first record for Gaye, he began to work as a session drummer for Motown, performing on songs with The Miracles and The Marvelettes. He had no intention on singing R&B. Gaye felt that his singing future was in the music of the Great American Songbook. But eventually, he started writing his own music, and finally, Berry Gordy convinced the stubborn singer to record an R&B album. The lead single and title track from Gaye's next album was Stubborn Kind of Fellow, a song that Gaye co-wrote and a song that embodied his relationship with the Motown executives. I guess I'm just a stubborn kind of fellow. Got my mind. became a breakout hit for Marvin Gaye, as did many of the other songs on that album, like Hitchhike and Pride and Joy. To Berry Gordy, the success of That Stubborn Kind of Fellow was proof that Marvin Gaye should be singing R&B. To Marvin Gaye, his success was leverage to convince Berry Gordy to record another record of standards. The 1964 album When I'm Alone, I Cry was mostly jazz standards, and it upped the production value of his 1961 debut album, with jazz bona fides like Melba Liston and Ernie Wilkins brought in to do some of the arrangements. Gordy tried to make the best of Gaye's stubbornness by trying to tap into the jazz pop market on the publishing side. He created a new publishing house for newly composed Tin Pin Alley-type songs, written by Motown songwriters. He called the company Stein and Van Stock, an old-sounding European name. The title song from this record, When I'm Alone, I Cry, was the very first entry for this publishing company, written by Motown songwriter Mickey Stevenson under the white-sounding pseudonym Avery Vanderberg. When I'm Alone, I Cry never became a pop standard, but another Stein and Van Stock song, For Once in My Life, did, recorded by Motown Stevie Wonder and Tony Bennett in the 1960s. Here's Marvin Gaye with the song When I'm Alone, I Cry on Afterglow.
Laughing loud, out with the crowd, is just one way I try to hide my gloom. But in my room, when I'm alone, I cry. Confess, I do my best to show them I'm the guy. I wear a smile, but all the while, when I'm alone, I cry. I don't miss her. It's all that's left to do. Somehow I'm sure she'll come back no more. The rest is up to you, dear. Smile, my heart, and play the part. Though deep inside we know it's all a game, but just to say the truth must never show. On you I rely, my heart, you know why. When I'm alone, I cry. Your eye is gone.
smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart 'cause you changed. So blasé, you are bored with me in every way, and I can't understand. Oh, you changed. You've forgotten the words I love you. Each memory that we share, oh, you ignore every star above you. I can't realize that you ever came. Once knew, no need to tell me that we are through. It's all over now. Oh, oh, yeah, change, you change.
Marvin Gaye with You've Changed, a song performed years earlier by Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, and Billie Holiday. Before that, we heard When I'm Alone, I Cry. Both of these tracks were recorded for Tamla Records in 1964. For the next few years, Marvin Gaye flip-flopped between pop standards and R&B hits. So late in 1964, he recorded an album of Broadway standards, and 2 months later, he recorded his R&B hits How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You and You're a Wonderful One. In 1965, he recorded more standards for a tribute album to the late Nat King Cole, followed soon by his hits I'll Be Doggone and Ain't That Peculiar. His pop standards didn't please his younger audience, and they were mostly ignored by the older audience. However, they did give him enough clout to perform at the famed Copacabana, the same venue that once saw the likes of Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. Gaye's 1966 performance at the Copa was not released until 2005. You'll hear that even in this performance, the singer could flip effortlessly between jazz crooner and R&B superstar. Here's Marvin Gaye in 1966, live at the Copacabana, performing Jerome Kern's The Song Is You, followed by his R&B hit Ain't That Peculiar, on Afterglow.
When I look at you, a beautiful thing of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, I feel it start, then melt away. Yes, I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it
say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, all the words are true. The song is you. Of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, all the words are true, and the song is you. Rock. About you, I stay way too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain? Ain't that peculiar? A peculiarity. Ain't that peculiar, baby? Peculiar as can be. Tell me lies, it should be obvious to me. But I'm so much in love with you, baby, till I don't want to see that the things you do and say are designed to make me blue. It's a doggone shame my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Ain't that peculiar? Child that belongs to toy. Oh, baby, baby, think these tears I cry are tears of joy. Well, a child can cry so much until you do everything you say. But unlike a child, my tears don't get me to get my way. I know love can last 2 years, but how can love last 2 years? Ain't that peculiar? Baby, well, it's all right.
Jerome Kern's The Song Is You, and Smokey Robinson's Ain't That Peculiar, performed by Marvin Gaye live at the Copacabana in 1966. We'll hear more from Marvin Gaye singing jazz standards in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thstreetwesleyanchurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the music of Marvin Gaye this hour, exploring the times when he recorded jazz standards. In the early 1960s, Gaye preferred singing the music of the Great American Songbook, recording standards for Motown's Tamla record label in between more successful sessions, where he created some of the era's most notable R&B hits. Weeks after releasing the song How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You in 1964, a song which would become his highest charting single to date, Gaye recorded the album Hello Broadway, including songs like On the Street Where You Live and Hello Dolly, songs that were usually part of the repertoire of older artists like Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, and Billy Eckstein. I imagine this was a bit of a compromise from Berry Gordy. The music here was at least more current and more commercially viable in the 1960s, at least compared to the songs of Irving Berlin and Jerome Kern. Even Smokey Robinson and the Miracles sang On the Street Where You Live in 1962 for Motown Records. Here now is Marvin Gaye's version of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's standard On the Street Where You Live on Afterglow.
Walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Now, can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Yeah, I hold a towering feeling just to know somehow you are.
second, you may suddenly appear. Well, people stop and stare, but baby, they don't bother me, 'cause there ain't another place on this earth that I would rather be. So let the time go by, baby, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. La la la.
From the album Hello Broadway, that was Marvin Gaye with On the Street Where You Live, originally from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady. Marvin Gaye's next venture into the Great American Songbook would prove to be his last full-fledged effort, supported by a record label. It probably would have never happened, except that in February of 1965, Gaye's idol, Nat King Cole, unexpectedly passed away. Gaye's next album was a tribute to the great Nat King Cole, and featured Gaye's interpretations of Cole's most well-known numbers. The singing style here was positioned somewhere between the soulful sound he was beginning to cultivate for Motown and Cole's jazz-pop crooning that had been established since the 1940s. Here's Marvin Gaye with Mona Lisa on Afterglow.
Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Of Mona Lisa, or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep, they just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you Mona Lisa, or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a candy sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. But without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Two songs made famous by Nat King Cole and performed there by Marvin Gaye on his Nat King Cole tribute album. We just heard It's Only a Paper Moon and Mona Lisa. After 1965, Gaye's experiment with the Great American Songbook more or less came to an end. He abandoned the songs of Rodgers and Hart and the Gershwins to sing the songs of Holland, Dozier and Holland and Ashford and Simpson, a new generation of songwriting teams more in line with Motown's vision for pop music in America. He managed to sneak one standard onto his next album, though, as the final track on The Moods of Marvin Gaye. It's perhaps his best interpretation of a standard, a perfect blend of Gaye's bluesy soul with the music of an earlier era. Plus, the song is an appropriate send-off, a way to leave the past in the past. Here's Marvin Gaye in 1966 with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road on Afterglow.
It's quarter to three. Ain't nobody here except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story. Hey, 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 Lord, I want you to know. Of a brief episode, oh Lord, make it one for my baby. Hey, 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 one for the road. Oh, I got the routine, so drop another nickel. Put it in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Oh, I could tell you a lot
Oh, make it one for my baby. Hey, 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 Joe, one more for the road. Now you'd never know it, but I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I wanna say. Oh, when I'm gloomy, you gotta listen to me till it's all talked away. Hey, 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 Joe, 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 I know you're getting anxious to close. I wanna thank you for the cheer, and I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Oh Lord, make it warm. Give me one for the road. Ooh, ooh. Give me one, Joe. Hey, better make that two now, Joe. Hey. Oh, I better make that three, Joe. Yeah. And better make that four, Joe. Yeah. Joe, you'd better give me that whole darn bottle.
Marvin Gaye in 1966 with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road. The 1970s saw Marvin Gaye blossom as an artist. His own songwriting had a more political stance with What's Going On from 1971. He had his biggest hits with Let's Get It On in 1973 and Sexual Healing in 1982. But in the background, he was still transfixed by certain songs from the Great American Songbook. In 1967, Marvin Gaye met up with arranger and producer Bobby Scott to work on another session of ballads from the Great American Songbook, including Fly Me to the Moon and The Shadow of Your Smile. He recorded many of these charts in 1968, but was mostly disappointed with the results. When I Heard It Through the Grapevine came out that same year and quickly rose to the top of the charts, these sessions were buried. He finally returned to these charts in 1979, recording them again with a decade's worth of maturity behind him, only to shelve them yet again. Neither the 1968 nor the 1979 sessions of the ballads saw the light of day until after Marvin Gaye died, tragically, in 1984. The 1968 sessions found their way onto the posthumous release Romantically Yours from 1985, and the 1979 recordings were released on the posthumous album Vulnerable from 1997. Let's hear a track from each of those records now. First, here's Marvin Gaye in 1968 with Fly Me to the Moon on Afterglow.
In other words, hold another word. Baby, kiss me.
Darling, I stake my dreams on you. Oh, baby, this will make you laugh. They never did come true. They never did come true. I took a chance on young romance, vowed it would not miss, but I never, never, never should have judged for a heart. This is gonna make you laugh. But baby, I believed in you for all my love, darling, you didn't see. For all the fools, I break the rule. I love you, can't you see? This will make you laugh, but it's not fun.
Marvin Gaye in 1979 performing This Will Make You Laugh, and before that in 1968 with Fly Me to the Moon. And thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.